It's a Monday morning into Brady. G'day.
Another week. Morning, boys. Morning, everyone.
Britain has reached 16,000 fatalities and some info on the Prime Minister.
Yeah, so it's been another tough day here. 596 people died, which takes the UK death total past 16,000. And, you know, the projection is that the UK will be the worst affected country in Europe at the end of this godforsaken virus and pandemic, whenever it ends. But a really interesting story in the Sunday Times today, quoting a senior advisor to Downing Street, who claims that there were numerous meetings in February and March to do with the response to COVID-19, and the Prime Minister missed five of them. He simply didn't turn up. And this advisor claims that Boris Johnson is like some old-fashioned chief exec from the 1980s. Very much likes his weekends, doesn't like working, wants to be out of his country home, and missed five of these meetings. So while the rest of Europe seemed to be getting its house in order, planning, preparing, and really getting ready for this tsunami of misery that we've had, the Prime Minister missed five meetings. Downing Street says that this is a grotesque misrepresentation.
When are your schools going back?
Well, that's a very good question, Millsy. I know yours are likely to head back next week. We had the Education Secretary on air today, Gavin Williamson, and he says quite simply he can't put a date on it. He says it's too early in all of this, and like, you know, children are, I think, going up the walls, and parents as well. Homeschooling, everyone's trying their best. But quite simply, the Education Secretary says he can't give a date right now because we don't know when any of this is going to end. So I think we're in it for the long run, really, in all honesty.
All right, mate, you take care. We'll do it again tomorrow, and you'll be back with Ollie this afternoon.
We will. Have a great day, guys.